Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you what, I'm always in awe of this chap that we're going to have a quick chat with now. I've said it before, and I do not jest. I swear to goodness gracious me, somebody one of these fine days is going to bestow Phil Coates with an MBE, because he just does so much marvellous charitable and community-focused work. And to put us into the picture, it is now befitting to welcome Phil to Verulam Sports Podcasting. Phil, how are you?
Well, thank you for that introduction. I don't normally have quite such a good introduction. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Honestly, I'll tell you what, if I had any degree of influence, Phil, it would certainly be MBE, Phil Coates. Surely, I truly believe that. But we will progress. And again, remind everybody about all the phenomenal work that you do that makes that, for me, a more than fair claim. But first and foremost, Phil, it has been a little bit while since we kind of conversed. First time on Verulam Sport Podcasting for yourself. And just want to get an idea of how you've been, because of course we are very mindful that it is a challenging time for us all at the moment. So you've been keeping okay?
Yeah, I think after a couple of weeks, I was hoping that I'd be more occupied than I was. Both my wife and I volunteered through the NHS and me through Communities First, but like quite a lot of people, we didn't really hear too much. The football club actually sent emails out to all the older members, well, basically all the members of the St Albans City Trust, to say, we are there if you need us to help out. But for the first few weeks, it was, you know, finding things to do. There's always plenty to do in the garden or...
These tasks that you got on a list somewhere and they just never get done. So I guess that is a silver lining in this, that there will be a lot of people ticking those boxes recently. So there we go.
Yeah. And, you know, doing a bit of cycling, bit of running, just keeping occupied. But, you know, and obviously making sure the family are all okay.
Phil, honestly, you're a jolly good egg. I mentioned cycling there. And one of the things that you do so phenomenally well is the cycle to Amsterdam in aid of prostate cancer. I know you've been at the forefront of this for several years now. And remind me quickly, just how much money have St. Albans Football Club and kind of associated team led by yourself, Phil, I think it's more than fair to say, raised over the last 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, well, up until the end of the fundraising for the last ride last year, we were on 146,000. And with the money raised for what would have been this year's ride has already taken us over 150,000. So, you know, and this would have been the sixth year in succession that we would have taken part. But I'm sure you're going to ask me what the situation is.
Well, the global situation has had an effect. And you do say would have been. And it's not going to be the same. You're not literally going to be getting on your bike and going across to Amsterdam. But fill me in, Phil. I think you found a way to resurrect this. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, basically what's happened is the Prostate Cancer UK have put back this year's ride to September, but it may still not happen in September, and we were given the choice of whether we take part in September or defer to next year. And because probably a quarter of the team of 20 that we had couldn't make this year's or couldn't make the September date, we've deferred to next year. But in conjunction with Prostate Cancer UK, we found out they've come up with an idea of a virtual ride where the software available, which shows the route from St Albans, well, from London, that we would have been taking basically this weekend from Stratford to Amsterdam. And you take part in a virtual ride around your area or on turbo trainers and try and cover the mileage that it would have been between Stratford and Amsterdam. And we're encouraging all the team to do that, hopefully raise some more money, and then have a meet up in a month's time. It's suggested it's over a month's period, so we meet up on the round about the 4th or 5th of July, which would be quite good if we're able to meet then, because it's potentially only a few weeks before St Albans City start their football season, so we hopefully do that at Clarence Park.
I'll repeat that again, because my goodness me, the words returning football is never ceasing to get me a little bit enthusiastic. I know sport has been placed in its proper context during this time, but it's always good to hear those positive things. But moreover, what positive news? I'm really impressed by that plan and strategy to kind of go virtual. I was chatting to a guy called Jim Hodgkinson, another St Albanite, doing a similar virtual cycle. He started his virtually up in Southport, and we chatted to him when he arrived again virtually down in Dover, getting himself across to Paris, I think is his final port of call. But it just astonished me the kind of way we were able to embrace technology these days to kind of find a different route to those similar goals and just adapt and change. If anything, I guess, Phil, that's another silver lining from this time. We are quite adaptable as a species, I find.
I think every charity's got to find a way of doing something to raise money and, you know, keep people occupied and sort of think about the ride that they're going to do, the actual ride they're going to do either in September or in our case next year.
Phil, great points. Again, astonishing to me, but it shouldn't be by now. I should just have grown accustomed to the wonderful spirit of benevolency here that St Albans people, I think, possess in abundance. That figure of £150,000 over the last 6 years, truly powerful, and goes every penny to a wonderfully important cause. So how can we demonstrate similar benevolency and support you virtually as you look to accomplish that mission?
It's still the same. We're still, I think the agreement is with Just Giving that page stays open until we actually do the ride next year. Normally, I think with Just Giving, there's a closure sort of 6 months after the date of the ride. But Just Giving, if you either go in on www.justgiving.com /fundraising/PhilCoates1, or you can go into Just Giving and look for St Albans City, there's the team page, and I think most of us are all on the team page. And there's 20 riders who were raring to go. As we talk now, we would have been probably have just met up in a hotel in Stratford, ready to start off the ride early tomorrow morning. So, just a bit strange. You know, we'd have loved to have done it, and there was a lot of people who really were, well, everybody was looking forward to it, but half of the team of 20 are new riders as well. So I think even more so.
It's wonderful how this has just gathered its own natural momentumship under your sort of stewardship, Phil. Because again, when it started out 6 years ago, it was just but a handful, and it's just grown and gathered momentum. £150,000 raised. Remind us again of the Just Giving ways to engage and support you as you continue ever on with this wonderful support for Prostate Cancer UK.
Yeah, it's justgiving.com/fundraising/ Phil Coates, one, Phil with two L's. Or if you look on Just Giving at St Albans City, there's a whole raft of people on there who you could sponsor otherwise. We've actually got five people who used to play Sunday League football together as part of the team. So they gradually increased their numbers as well. And we should have had one of our team, Sean, who would have been celebrating his 60th birthday on the ride. And I know he was looking forward to the camaraderie and a good night out in Amsterdam, I think.
I think that would have been one for the memory banks, but goodness me. But again, I'm just impressed by the fact that you have Phoenix-esque resurrected something from the ashes of this period. So again, kudos. That guy turning 60, that's another landmark year for another thing dear to your heart that you're heavily involved in, St Albans City Youth Community Team. 50th anniversary, Phil, big one. What's been going on for the young guys there and the Saints in the community generally?
Yeah, I mean, that's next season, which I think, thankfully, for them, hopefully it will be a full season. I think there's going to be quite a lot going on with the teams celebrating together with players coming back. Maybe some of the quite famous players who've played for St Albans City Youth in the past. So I'm sure there's going to be a few gatherings there. But yeah, it's an important thing for what actually started out as a scout football side just over 50 years ago, with one side, is now 84 sides, which is male, female, disability. I'm sure they never thought, Ian Woods, who actually started it off, never thought it would grow to the level it has.
And it's such an important part of the community here in St Albans. Again, as you say, crosses different ages, different genders, no discrimination whatsoever. And parents and kids, and there is that sense of it being a real kind of driving current to the wonderful community here in St Albans, I feel.
Yeah, and I think this next season, more than ever, we're going to try and encourage, I mean, we've had a lot of St Albans City youth teams and some of their players as mascots. So we've had teams as guard of honour, mascots. We're going to encourage people to take part as ball boys and ball girls next season as well, and really make it a great season for them, and hopefully for St Albans City as well.
Again, it was a turbulent one, wasn't it, last season? I think it's fair to say. But again, I guess we all draw a line and we all get excited and hope for bigger and better things. I'm always impressed with Ian Allinson. I was impressed also with the upshots in form when the new number two came in towards the end of the season. I think they could well have the makings of a rather dynamic duo there.
I think, yeah, they're trying obviously to hold on some of the loanees from last season, and majority of players. I know Ian's interviewing people day by day at the moment, and with the season looking as if it's going to start on August the 8th, we want to try and get as much support as possible. Not sure that there'll actually be any or hardly anything in the way of friendlies beforehand, because mm-hmm. that depends on COVID and what happens there. And the 8th of August is by no means absolutely certain. But I think we're working hard to try and get a good team together and hopefully be at the top end of the table next season and encourage not only St Albans City youth, but a lot of supporters to be at the ground.
I'm sure they will. It's, again, a similarly important part of our community here in St Albans. And we love following the Saints here on everything to do with Verum Sports, whether it's in podcasting form or maybe very soon back on the airways, 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Also, new for us, by the way, midweek, touching wood, likely that there's going to be a midweek football show to enable us to, again, provide ever more renewed support, updates and insight into the wonderful goings-on of the Saints. So watch this space. We'll see how that evolves. Circling back to, we're crossing fingers. I think it's looking strong again, assuming everything starts and the world and the disease scenario has enabled us to at least get back to quote-unquote what they're calling the new normal by then. So we'll be remaining positive. But what has been really positive, Phil, for me, I'd love your information on this, because we were chatting there, Ian Allinson, and goodness me, one of the Clan Allinson, a very young member of the Clan Allinson, has she's been making waves, and she's been getting great feedback from some reasonably well-known people from the world of football. I think a Knight of the Realm and ex-England captain Sir David Beckham may have been in touch with young Betty Lee Allinson. Tell us a little bit more.
I know it's been incredible. What started off really with her actually learning to ride the bike, which must be, I think it's about 50 days ago now, because she's coming up for the 50th ride. So she learned to ride the bike, and it was suggested, well, maybe raise some money for charity. Well, her her gran, who is Ian Allinson's wife, Jean, works for Garden House Hospice in Welling Garden, I think it is, and it was suggested she did a mile ride for them. So that's how it started. So there was, and then, not sure who, but somebody came up with the idea, why don't you try and wear a different football shirt every day? So started off with pretty much with St Albans and some of the local sides, Watford and Royston and clubs around this area. And then it just mushroomed, and suddenly the fundraising went up from a few hundred pounds into the thousands of pounds. And they've just had a massive donation today, which has taken it over £15,000.
It's astonishing. And raising a glass to this young girl, again, just literally getting on her bike and reminding us what we can do, Phil. I think this is wonderful.
Yeah, and to for her to actually, she got a message and a shirt from David Beckham. So that message has, I think, been broadcast on TV and radio, the David Beckham's message. And then I just noticed today, Robin Van Persie's done the same, sent her a message, and there's been signed shirts from Arsenal and a whole variety of clubs, and people coming up with ideas. I think she had about six Scottish football shirts, which was going to take it rather a long time to wear all of them on different days. So I think in a mile cycle ride, she changed a few times between Hibs and a few other shirts, just to show that she wasn't biased and she would wear shirts from any country.
Just astonishing. Really, really, really amazing. And I just raise a glass to Clan Allinson and that young girl in particular. My word. Phil, always a pleasure to talk with you. My final question is, got to ask you this because it's one of the things I find phenomenal about you, is that one of the many kind of guises that you wear, not only an amazing fundraiser, not only a family man, not only a community officer for the Saints, you are Sammy the Saint. What's going on with Sammy the Saint's kind of attire? I'm a bit worried it might be kind of gathering dust at this moment. Can you give us a Sammy the Saint update?
Not so much dust. I know exactly where he is. He's in our summer house at the end of the garden. I have been sort of watching just to see in case he suddenly makes an appearance in this sunny weather. But actually looking forward to next season, when hopefully Sammy the Saint will be making a few appearances, but maybe in a slightly different format.
Interesting. You tease us there, Phil, and I think it's brilliant. But what has been for me brilliant is just to enjoy a bit of time in your company. Remind us again in closing, please, of the best way to engage with you and again to demonstrate that wonderful spirit of benevolence that we know is just core to us here in St. Albans. What's the best Just Giving page so that we can support you both at the virtual bike project and all the phenomenal fundraising endeavors you put in?
Yeah, it's justgiving/fundraising/PhilCoates, Phil with two L's, one, number one. You should be able to find that. If you can't find that, just go in with St Albans City or Phil Coates. And I think Betty's website is a Just Giving website as well. So have a think about supporting Betty, and you never know, she might be up to 20,000 by the time next season starts. So
would not put it past her, my word. Phil, absolute pleasure to enjoy time in your company. As always, wishing you well with all your wonderful work. I shall look forward to hearing back from you and keeping in the picture with the great Saints in the Community Action. And again, always, we are very honoured and pleased to support the mighty Saints, and we will continue to do that with renewed vigour, with fingers crossed, returning in August. Thanks for your time again, Phil.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.